Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Isis Fuqua.
When we consider the 365-day journey we are about to undertake through A Course in Miracles, we are reminded of the beginning of the journey from Abu Simbel to the Great Pyramid in ancient Egypt, as the initiate stepped on the path to enlightenment with the statement, "I am pure," repeated four times, once for each of his four lower bodies, the physical, the emotional, the mental, and the intellectual, he would acknowledge his intention to empty or purify his material consciousness so that he could be filled with Christ consciousness. Notice the same objective with the first several lessons in A Course in Miracles. Step 1. Wake up this morning being willing not to know yourself. Realize that whatever assignations you make are not coming from what is true and relevant today, but rather from something you learned, heard about, or experienced in some other place at some other time and are probably holding guilt over. You may have noticed that it is possible for two or more people to be looking at the same thing, but are seeing something completely different. We might ask then, is seeing a function of sight or of beliefs that might need to be addressed? Remember, today, nothing I see, no matter where I look, means anything. Step 2. We each create our own reality. We decide what and how to think in every situation in which we find ourselves. And what and how we think about an event affects the way we feel and how we respond in every moment. We each made decisions about events that occurred in our formative years, 0 to 7, and believe those decisions to be truths rather than simply our experience. Then we walk through our lives believing that others or ourselves are wrong if we disagree. What I think is important may be trivial to you, and vice versa. No matter what your response actually is, I only hear and thus respond to what I believe you are thinking and saying. In other words, I live out of the drama that goes on in my head, one that often has nothing to do with what is actually going on in the space. Identified as our circumstances, it is really easy to feel victimized rather than at cause in our lives. Since I have given everything I see all the meaning that it has for me, today I'm willing to be present to new possibilities. Step 3. Today, I'm willing to be wrong about every decision I have made about everything. I'm willing to be wrong, even if every once in a while it turns out that I'm right. I realize that I am making up meaning, and if what I have decided is destroying my peace, I am willing to let it go. There is a bigger picture behind the one I am making up, and the only way I will be able to see it is if my need to supply meaning is relinquished. No matter what the circumstances, I do not understand anything I see. Step 4. Until we are ready to be peaceful, we are constantly thinking. One can be consumed by thoughts of how he or she might protect him or herself from all of the mostly imagined dangers lurking not too far off, or of how a more satisfying circumstance might be achieved. Our subconscious storehouses are filled with memories of atrocities we have committed, or of blessings we believe we have been denied, and too many of our thoughts are generated from that place. As we proceed in our journey, the storehouse of our mental body is in desperate need of clearing out. Just like the things I see, the thoughts I have do not mean anything. Step 5. Until properly addressed, our bodies are covered with buttons. Buttons that seem constantly to be pushed by people and situations, activating emotions and causing feelings to be hurt. Where do these buttons come from? And how long will we allow ourselves to be controlled by them? One thing is certain. They will have to be deactivated, and our emotional bodies will have to be cleared if we are to make the progress we desire. And to do this, we are going to have to pay attention. Today, I start to realize that I am never upset for the reason I think. Step 6. I am pure, I am pure, I am pure, I am pure. My attention remains focused on my willingness to clear the illusions from my lower bodies. I have for lifetimes been amassing beliefs that cloud my vision, making it impossible for me to experience the present. What is actually happening right here, right now? All you said was, "Why did you do it that way?" And instead of recognizing your interest in my process, what I heard was, "That was a stupid way to do it." And now I'm beginning to realize that I'm upset because I see something that is not there. Step 7. I realize that creating only occurs in present time, and dwelling in the past keeps me from knowing or having a real relationship with anything. I stop discovering and inventing once I lock down on the way I've done it before and believe that this is the only way it can be done. This reminds me of the story about the mother who cuts the ends of her ham off as she prepares to bake it. When her daughter asked her why she did this, she said because that was the way her mother did it. The daughter then asked her grandmother why she did and was given the same answer. Determined to get to the bottom of this practice, the girl then asked her great-grandmother. The mystery was finally solved when the great-grandmother disclosed that that was the only way it would fit the small pan she had at her disposal. I am amazed at how limited I am when I realize that I see only the past. Step 8. Today we continue with the Egyptian teaching that the vehicle must be purified if spirit is to take the wheel. And if I am to succeed at anything, spirit is going to have to drive this vehicle. I notice that I'm filled to the brim, completely consumed by thoughts of what happened last year, last month, last week, yesterday. Thoughts about money, relationships, health, religious upbringing, and hard times in general crowd my mind. How, I ask you, could I ever experience the possible beauty of the moment when my mind is so preoccupied with past thoughts? Step 9. In Egyptian mysticism, we are taught that when we are consumed with past thoughts, we are blind and seriously in need of the healing that only comes with an understanding of universal law. When I cloud my vision with beliefs formed as a result of past actions, I am completely blind to what is right in front of me, and I see nothing as it is now. Step 10. If my thoughts are all coming from a place that doesn't exist, the past, for instance, how then can they mean anything? Actually, is spinning in a mire of made-up madness really to be called thinking? And does what I'm calling thinking have anything to do with true thought? If while meditating I am planning dinner or working out a closing argument, am I thinking or strategizing for safety? Egyptian mysticism would proffer that true thought comes from the higher self, and what I'm doing is entertaining my ego, which offers the illusion of lack. Therefore, I must conclude my thoughts don't mean